And now we have a fantastic question to round us off from a listener who just needs to know the answer.
Hi, I'm Peter Robinson from Port Douglas, Australia. Can you tell me why, when you're in a car and you need to go to the toilet, you can hold on for a really long time, but when you get home and you know where the toilet is, you can no longer hold on? Thanks.
Oh, wow. Just the nods around the table. Everyone's like this. It's like, no, I don't need the loo. It's, oh, crumbs, I'm nearly home. Quick, let me at it. What's going on there?
I think this is a case of mind over matter, or maybe more accurately, mind over bladder in this case. When you are stressed about something, and I would put it to you that being stuck in a car on a motorway with an overactive bladder, thinking, crikey, where is the toilet? This is a stressful situation. And this will initiate your fight or flight reaction, which is a part of your autonomic nervous system, which is out of your control. It's under subconscious control. And when you are under stress, then what happens is that you send very powerful supplies of nerve impulses to your guts to turn off your intestines and to your bladder to make your bladder relax, because the last thing you want to do when you're trying to fight or run away is think, I need a wee. And this deters the bladder from activity. Now, when you get home, though, you now know, ah, respite is within my grasp. I am nearly home. And what then happens is that those nerve impulses that were strongly inhibiting the contraction of your bladder and were making your bladder relax and relax and relax, those nerve impulses are now turned off. And so now the bladder begins to gain activity and begins to compress the urine, and you become much more exquisitely sensitized to the stretch in your bladder, thinking, I really, really, really need to go to the loo. And so I'm going to run to the loo. And that's the reason why. I think it's because it's a psychological thing you now know that helps at hand. You know you can make it. You now feel much more relieved before you relieve yourself. And so you begin to then think, now, I really do need to go to the loo.
But of course, you should have gone before you left. That's always the thing, isn't it?
I think there's a Pavlovian element as well, in that you associate seeing a toilet with going to the toilet. So seeing the toilet makes you need it more. I know that for me, if someone mentions the word toilet, it makes me want to go.
Like turning the taps on and things like that.
All of that. I'm terrible.
Just ruin everyone this evening.